Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Welcome, everyone. Melinda Zarate here with Emboldened Hearts. Thanks for being with us. If you dialed in a bit earlier to try and catch the show, we had a little bit of technical trouble, but we got that taken care of, and we're back. So thank you for being with us. And I am just really happy to have Monroe Loy with us today, and he's going to be talking with us about cosmic sacred geometry dwellings. Monroe is a lifelong resident of Garland County, Arkansas, which is very close to where I live, the Hot Springs area in the beautiful Ouachita Mountains. And Monroe's a builder and a creator. He started his career as a tool and die machinist in 1984, and quickly founded his own successful contracting business that achieved dozens of major commercial projects and military projects over the last 27 years. And Monroe has many loves, and one of those loves is sacred cosmic geometry. And as a builder, his passion is to build sustainable green structures for many different uses, and we're going to talk about some of those uses today. Hi, Monroe. Welcome, welcome.
Hi, Melinda. Thanks for having me.
We've had a little bit of trouble with our technology. It has been cutting out a bit, and what I've been told is that online people are able to hear fine, but the problem seems to be the mobile phones that are sometimes used. So are you hearing me okay, Monroe?
I am. I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay. Okay, good. I'm hearing you just fine right now, too. Yay, wonderful. Great. Well, what I would like to maybe do first is just share with people who may not be familiar with it a little bit about sacred cosmic geometry and the seven sacred geometric crystalline shapes. Could you kind of share a little bit about that with the listeners, Monroe?
Sure. There are many different shapes that...
And I am not hearing you. I don't know if there's a phone on mute or if we're having technical gremlins again. Are you with me?
Can you hear me? I am with you.
Yes, I can hear you. Yep. Yeah. If you're putting the phone on mute, you might want to just leave it off mute. I think that there may be a delay. That's what it sounds like. I'm not sure. So, seven sacred geometric crystalline shapes, which I understand are the basis for all living things. So could you maybe share a bit about that so that listeners who aren't familiar can have an appreciation for that?
Yes, the seven crystalline shapes are the basis for matter to come together through chemical or physical bonds. And
they
tie back together with the golden mean or golden ratio pi, which is based on the Fibonacci sequence. And through that, that is the blueprint, if you will, for every living thing that we know.
You are breaking up. I am not hearing you.
I have no idea why that's going bad.
Hmm.
Can you hear me?
Are you able to hear me, Monroe? I'm not hearing you at all right now.
I can hear you fine. Hello?
I think we're we're back in that unfortunate situation where I'm not able to hear Monroe. Maybe it looks like he dropped off and is going to call back in. So in the meantime, listeners, what I'd like to maybe direct your attention to, which you may find interesting, and don't do it now, but after we are finished, you can learn more about the Fibonacci sequence via a short little YouTube video that I came across that explained it in a way that really made a lot of sense for me. And I am not someone who is really super comfortable with mathematics and those sorts of things. But I understand it more because I found this little explanation video. So that was helpful for me. And I know we're really starting to hear a lot more about geometry, sacred geometry, all of those kinds of things. It's it just seems to be becoming more important for more of us. So are you back with me, Monroe?
I am. Can you hear me now?
Hello. It looks like I have got the line open, and I should be able to hear you.
I can hear you just fine.
Gosh, that's so strange. I am just having a terrible time hearing you. I'm going to try something here. I'm actually going to dial in on my mobile number, and we'll try this. So bear with me. In the meantime, folks, just give me a moment to dial in, and maybe this is on my end that we're having trouble. I live in the middle of the forest, surrounded by and on top of a huge crystal bed. Maybe it's me that is the issue here. So let's try something else. Bear with me while I'm dialing in.
How are you doing?
No problem.
Okay.
Can you hear me at all now?
I'm hearing you just fine. Are you hearing me okay?
Yes, I am.
Yay, success. Okay, well, we're going to carry on, and hopefully we won't have any more technical blips. Okay, so we were actually talking about the sacred geometric crystalline shapes and why they are so important. And you were talking about the Fibonacci spiral or the Fibonacci sequence, which is kind of the basis for the first cosmic sacred geometry dwelling that you are planning to build, and that's the dome structure. Is that correct?
That is correct. I chose the dome based on the fact that it is the strongest structure that we know of, and the calculations that we have are off the charts about the wind loads and things that it will withstand. So I started working with it because based on the things that are going on in the world around us, from the earthquakes, the fires, the floods, tornadoes,
right,
hurricanes, those things, that we could create a structure that would be cost efficient to produce in quantities that could alleviate the suffering that we're seeing go on at this time.
Okay, that's commendable. And is that really the main reason that you are so focused on building a dome geometric structure rather than a conventional type building, is because of the safety and the wind loads and the ease of abuse during those kinds of issues?
Well, that's one of a multitude of reasons that that I chose to start with. There are some other things because that versus conventional structure, it lends itself to becoming a living entity, if you will, and has a
nice
amount of energies of its own that become incorporated into the dwelling itself. So, I think that you would find their plants would do better. People's energies would be affected by it as well. So there's a lot of additional benefits other than just cost and speed of construction and those types of things, which are extremely important when you're talking about dwelling.
Sure, of course. Well, that's really interesting, that the fact that the dome structure could actually impact the health and well-being of the plants, the animals, the people that are living inside the structure. That's pretty cool. I love it. What materials are you envisioning that it will be made out of, or what materials can they be made out of?
Well, the very first one that I built a model for, I built out of aluminum just for ease of construction. We literally could build out of any material that is used in construction, be that wood, steel, aluminum. We could get off into exotic metals and build out of really whatever anybody would be interested in using as a material. And, of course, each material has its own resonance frequency that, you know, each and every individual person has a frequency that we resonate to. And based on that, whatever your heart desires, so to speak.
Okay. All right. So in your opinion, is there kind of an ideal material that you would prefer to use?
Well, again, I chose aluminum because of it's lightweight. The way that this particular structure is created, it allows for it to be shipped flat into a container, which makes it assemble very quickly on site, so you don't have a lot of on-site work that you would typically go through on a conventional type building. So I did that on purpose, thinking of the disasters in Haiti and Puerto Rico. How could we do that? Shipping and weight is a huge controlling factor in the shipping, so we picked aluminum for that reason.
That makes sense. Okay, yeah. And what are some of the uses that you envision for these dwellings? Of course, as you mentioned, people could use them for residences, but what are some of the other uses that you envision for them?
Well, one of the very key things that's dear to me would be to make a greenhouse out of one, and include a large outer shell that would be the greenhouse, an inner shell that would be a common area, and then maybe a third one that would be personal living quarters, if you will. So,
that sounds fabulous.
That could be anything from a greenhouse to a dwelling to a stadium, if you would want to build one that large. Of course, the materials change. The method of construction doesn't really change a whole lot, but there would be a lot more steps involved the larger the structure gets.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Interesting. So you can make them all sizes, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
As long as the ratios remain intact that keep it in compliance with sacred geometry, there are actually three driving factors. You have to meet at least two of the criteria of the three, and we can make them short and skinny or tall and wide. There's such a variety of shapes that come from this that I think we could build as many of them as we build and never build the same one twice if it turns out that way, that just based on the end user and what they are looking for and what they're trying to accomplish out of constructing one of these structures.
Fascinating. And you just mentioned that there were three components to this that would need to be addressed. Do you mind sharing those? What are those three? And you said two out of the three have to be, or do all three of them need to be maintained?
No, it's two of the three, because when you select two of the three, then it determines the third factor, and that would be based on either length or width or what we call the offset angle. Those are the three factors.
Okay.
Of course, the key to that being is to maintain the geometric ratio. That's the 1.618 that the decimal points run into infinity. But that is where you, as long as you maintain those ratios, that's where the extra metaphysical properties would come in, if you would allow me to say it that way.
Okay. All right. Very cool. And I was just, as you were talking, I was kind of thinking about the Sydney Opera House, that giant, you know, concert hall in Australia. Is that kind of an example of a dome? I don't think it's a complete dome, but it's sort of a half dome, isn't it?
It's not a dome, and it is has some components of it. And, of course, I'm not familiar enough with it to say that it's absolutely sacred geometry. But more of a comparison would be the Great Pyramid of Giza. So the same type properties would energetically in that structure would be incorporated into this dome structure.
Oh, nice. Okay. I see. Wow. And we were having a little bit of interruption when you were talking about the Fibonacci spiral, and that's just so important. It's really a significant piece here. Could I ask you to repeat and share the information about that, why it's so important and why it is a component in the sacred geometry dome that you are going to be building?
Sure. There is a really short video. I think it's probably 10 minutes on YouTube by Spirit Science about the Fibonacci, the relative uses of sacred geometry. Basically, the Fibonacci sequence is two numbers together starting with 0 and 1. And adding the sum to the last number or the larger of that equation to get the next number in the sequence. And that's the math formula for the Fibonacci ratio. And how that translates into different shapes is based on how the points or nodes are mapped. If you were to start mapping that out mathematically, you end up with a spiral that is represented in nature by the conch shell. If you just look at the end of it, you'll see it starts out small in the center and gets larger as it expands, it dilates. So what we've done is taken that shape and cut it off at 180 degrees, basically, and then rotated it that shape 180 degrees, and you end up with the dome that's in the shape of a heart. And so that has some correlation to the chakras. And if you understand the metaphysical side of that from as above, so below, whenever we start moving energy, if you're starting at the base chakra, where we're at astrologically is moving into the heart age. And I'm not an astronomer. I'll let somebody else talk about that part of it. But
okay.
That's kind of the basis of the Fibonacci spiral and how I arrived at the dome structure first. Now then, we could actually build a rectangular structure and still keep the ratios the same that would incorporate the same energy. It just would...
Okay.
You just... Like you're building a rectangular box that way.
I see. Okay. Interesting. And I know that you are a longtime resident of Arkansas. Are there places in Arkansas that you would just, if you had a magic wand and you could just say, I want to build this dome here, what would that look like?
Well, from a standpoint of saying where I would build them right here in Hot Springs, I actually have a place that's 20 acres located just west of Hot Springs that vision building several structures along with a greenhouse and a common area to maybe have some retreats at and offer that as an availability to people that want to have retreats and enjoy the amenities of Hot Springs area. However, to me, as a builder, part of the fun and the adventure is building something for someone else who incorporates that into their journey and their dream of what they envision for themselves. And then along with that, paying attention to the energy lines of the earth. And of course, anytime that you can occupy that space, if you will, where those ley lines or energy lines intersect, that the energy is much stronger there than it is elsewhere. So I like to pay attention to all of those kinds of things whenever we approach it. That's kind of the, in my list of criteria that we run through that we discuss before we actually just say, oh, I want to build a building here and it's this. There's a little more or rhyme to the madness, if you will.
Okay. All right. And I know when we were originally talking about this this dome structure, some of the other suggestions that you had for it, which I really loved, was using them for classrooms. I can imagine that students who are studying or learning inside a sacred geometry structure, they might perhaps have an energetic benefit. Does that seem true?
Well, I would think that it would, just based on the science behind some of the experiments that's been done in the pyramids, and then also if we're around the Hot Springs area, I'm sure that there's a lot of people that would agree that the crystals would amplify that energy as well. So,
right.
I think there's a lot of benefits, and there's probably more benefits to it than I can even speak about, because until we can get some of the structures built and conduct some experiments, a lot of it's speculation, but at the same time, it holds true in nature, so I very well envision that it would continue to do so.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, I want to be sure that that listeners who are kind of intrigued by this and would like to know more know how to reach you. So if you are listening and you came in through the Blog Talk link, just click through the episode info and there is a contact address there so that you can reach Monroe if you have questions or want to talk with him about building one of these cosmic sacred geometry dwellings. And you mentioned, was it Spirit Science that has the video about the Fibonacci sequence, Monroe?
Yes, that's correct.
On YouTube? Okay. Spirit Science.
Spirit Science is the episode. And if you want to put the email address out there, I don't have a website built yet, but if you want to tie that to the link where people could reach me with questions and follow along, then we're in the process of, as we proceed through this, creating a documentary to for people to watch that are interested in that.
Oh, good. Good, good. That sounds wonderful. I wondered if you have had any personal experience with this kind of sacred geometry in any of the building projects that you've done. And are there any like interesting things that have happened, or is there anything that you would like to share? We've got just a few minutes left, and it's always fun to hear a story from someone that I'm interviewing.
Well, yes, I would have many stories that would fit that criteria, but as I mentioned, we only have a few minutes left, so that would be maybe something for later, but I've had some very unique personal experiences while developing this project to even get to a place of having the model that I have at this moment. A lot of synchronicities over the last 7 years that have occurred that would be very interesting. And it's just, I feel like that I had a seed that was planted and I've been nurturing and watering it, and it's grown into where we are today. And I'm anxious to see where it goes from here.
Well, it's certainly a fascinating subject, and I think it's getting an incredible amount of new focus. So it should be really interesting to see how you begin to hear from people and how things unfold as you begin to actually build some of the structures. It'll be exciting, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with me. And listeners, do feel free to contact Monroe if you have any questions and want to learn more. And Monroe, I'd love to have you come back, and maybe you can share some of those interesting stories with us at a later date. That would be fun for me, and I know the listeners would enjoy it as well, if you're open
to
that.
Absolutely. And I would enjoy
doing
that.
Okay, good. Wonderful. Well, we are kind of running out of time here. I really do appreciate you, Monroe. Thank you for taking the time to be with us. Thanks for your patience during our technical difficulties. Listeners as well, thank you for your patience and for being with us, and for your interest in sacred geometry dwellings, cosmic sacred geometry dwellings. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye for now. Thanks, Monroe.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye, all.